So if we can get clear, and I've learned that's easier said than done, but if we can get clear on their motives, it could release our hidden, our suppressed wealth and energy. Action from the position of truth generates energy, not just because knowing that there is intentional suppression of our power and creativity releases us from unconscious confusion, not just because it frees up the energy that's devoted to suppression, and because it removes us from the asset column of power and places us in our own, but also because it transfuses needed energy to the human collectivity we call humanity, and exponentially so, as we each are enmeshed in many networks. Once we begin devoting this freed up energy to replacing the system with freedom. This came up for me when I read the words of someone attending the Cannes Film Festival, speaking on the subject of the very slender numbers of women in the industry, who said, "Hollywood isn't political one way or another. That's the good news and the bad news. They just go with the money." Unquote. As the Plato's tribesmen's is a conscious ambition, that being to see every head bowed to them, they've been disastrously effective. Their recipe for making themselves seem like gods, possess ever increasingly, accumulate ever more, consolidate religiously, quantify and centralize into global financial institutions that you control all the resources and make certain you possess not just control of knowledge and technological and military resources, but that your possession is supreme, which means they cannot claim innocence of all the breaches of electronic security that occurred in, for example, banks in Bangladesh, Vietnam, and Ecuador, despite oversight, in theory, of transactions by a cooperative utility set up by the banks themselves, the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, SWIFT is the acronym, and at Sony. So they insist on having a supreme advantage in everything over we the people. Then fabricate, this is the recipe for their making themselves gods, then fabricate the illusion of scarcity and of a supposed inherent bad faith between humans, then lean back and admire your intelligence. We've been discussing how plotting and scheming in secret, so we won't see them and see the clear manipulation of us being done, is a clear violation, as Proudhon says, of the law of human society, the requirement that we must trust each other for society to exist, i.e., that we cannot allow the vested lies of power to go on and retain our humanness. My great revelation last week that the shadow state is the coerced work system, a system of hire by power, I now see is but saying that class is totalitarian, somewhat equivalent to saying that the shadow state is the family system. But that way of stating it, that the system of hire by power constitutes the shadow state, does have this to its credit. Thinking about it forces us to admit that our interest in the theater presented to us as government is self-voyeuristic, masochistic, at best indulging our need for entertainment, a form of spoon twisting. My son and I have used that term ever since we read a Rhymes with Orange comic strip that showed, if memory serves, a woman sitting at a table staring at a spoon who says, "This is so cool. When you hold the spoon one way, your reflection is right side up. And when you turn it around, it's upside down." And then her friend walks in and says, "Still haven't started, have you?" I I should have found it anyway, but it didn't have her, the writer's name ready to hand. I'll have to find it and plug it in because I haven't seen her strip lately. I haven't been reading comics lately, for that matter. Has it been gone long? Is she still doing the strip? Do I sound real, real out of it? Good reasons for that. I've been thinking a lot about what Proudhon said about the bank and its providential mission, and what Nikola Tesla said about the coming unity of men, and what the Bible says, that we are of one blood, all nations. And that when people say they love their particular nation, it doesn't mean they don't also hunger for our coming unity. Perhaps our first intentional, free future-forming association should be a society for global system decommissioning that serves as a clearinghouse for strategies by which we starve the vampire global class system of our blood, our ability to make things happen.